This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Hey, tomorrow's going to be a fun show. We've got Daryl Green joining us in studio.
Oh, very good.
7:45. DC is going to be honoring Daryl Green, giving him the keys to the city. Or a key to the city.
I'll say a key. I don't think you get keys, plural, to a city. You just get a key. But it's fine. It's a nice honor.
And we're going to have the mayor. Mayor Bowser is going to join us at 9:45 tomorrow. So we'll be all about Daryl Green.
A lot of luminaries.
When we started out in 1997, it was one of our first times we were out in public. Yeah. It was a Daryl Green cruise.
Yeah, I remember it. I was dressed like a big Redskins mark. I know exactly what I was wearing. I had like mesh Redskins burgundy shorts with the logo down near my left knee, probably right near my left knee. I mean, that was the late 90s. Big saggy shorts. White Skins jersey. I think maybe it was a Gus Frerotte jersey.
Probably.
And I think I had a Skins hat on. I mean, I was like Skins head to toe.
I remember they sat us by a table.
Like a donk.
They sat us by a table, and it was probably what, the Spirit of Washington that all the guys were getting on, or whatever the heck it's called. Mm-hmm. And, they didn't even have enough mics for us.
Right.
So we had like three mics, and people would just walk by like, who are these
right.
guys?
Right. We're an oddity.
Because we were new.
Yeah.
I think we interviewed Daryl, Art Monk. We've interviewed Art a few times. He just doesn't get sized to talk.
He's just very quiet.
He's just a quiet, reserved guy.
Quiet guy, yeah. But Daryl's always great, so that'd be good.
Yeah, so 7:45 tomorrow, Daryl Green's going to join us in studio. Time now to hit the skins, EB.
All right.
Hit the Skins, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the Skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day? Just in case, sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great.
Was busy yesterday running around. Of course, I had to do my routine, hit the sauna, hit balls. Went to go see my nephew play soccer. Oh, my God. They blew the game. Oh, unbelievable. But I don't want to get into it. But as I was driving, I heard the boys announce that the Week 8 game against the Bears has been flexed, Cakes.
That's right.
With Caleb and Jaden Daniels being must-see television. Especially 1 vs. 2. They're flexing the game. It was originally supposed to be on CBS at 1 p.m. It's now moved to 4:25 p.m.
Yep.
There you go.
More prime slot.
Danny lamenting he's not a Tony Romo guy, apparently. I like Romo.
Yeah, Romo and Nance will be in D.C.
That's right.
Romo was weeks. Good in
this
last game.
We got to get him on the show that week.
I always think he's good.
Like Romo.
It's always interesting.
I mean, we all kind of do it from our own seat at home. But Romo called the touchdown pass to McLaurin. He was like, hey, if he gets this coverage, just go to McLaurin.
Which, I think Nance also called a couple things, right? And Romo was jocking him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was great. In fact, Drab, do we still have the relationship with Nance?
I wonder if
he would be interested in coming in.
To a degree, I think we do, yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to just reach out? Just
course,
see?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
See what they say? But I'd love to have him come in that week. But anyway, you know, it's interesting. So I see this article.
I bet you we could probably get Romo, too.
You think? Do you have a connection with Romo?
No.
You got nothing.
Jim is nice, but I mean, knows us.
No, Tony, I understand that. But maybe we can get him on different days, just because it's prime time game, or not prime time, but it's been a flex game, and it's going to be a big one because of the quarterbacks. I don't know. CPS might hook us.
So it's interesting. So I'm clicking on this article, reading about the game being flexed, and then I go below it, and then there's another article. I almost wonder if they're taking this from me, because it's a link to Commander's Wire, okay? And I love all these Commander sites. And Commander's Wire is a link to USA Today. So this is a Brian Manning piece. Here's the headline. Cakes, get the back padding machine ready.
You know exactly where it is. It's permanently affixed to the back of your beater chair that you have over there.
Will this, here's the headline, Jason, will this be the greatest rookie quarterback class ever? Somebody I know said all these quarterbacks were going to hit. Now,
have you
it's
ever
way
heard of the
early.
Class of 1983, that rookie quarterback class?
Of course.
That class is pretty good.
I agree 100%. I'm not saying it's going to be the best class ever. This is what these guys are saying.
You're just saying they're going to all hit.
I've always said they're just going to hit.
Now, hit is a very general gray term.
You guys said bust. So I'm the, they're not, you said half are going to bust. Because that's on average what they do. Yeah. And I'm saying, I don't care about averages. This is a particularly good class, I think. We'll see. And I think so far, it's been proven out. They talk about it.
Drake Mays had one start.
At the very minimum.
Barely. But you were even jocking him yesterday.
He made some plays.
So don't back off.
Bo Nix has been pretty dreadful.
Well, he started every game. I don't think he's been dreadful.
He's not good.
I don't think he's bad.
He's got a QBR of 44.
I don't think he's bad. Not for a rookie, I don't think he's been that bad, Cakes.
He's not very good so far. Now, I'm not going to cast judgment on him through six games.
I've watched him a little bit. I don't think he's horrible.
Oh, you haven't looked at his numbers. You may have.
Actually watched him.
Okay, well,
he's complete.
I also look at the numbers, too.
He's completing 61%. His QBR is a 44. His overall rating is a 73. That's not good. He's got 5 touchdowns and 5 picks.
Right.
What's his yardage at? Because he always throws for really 1,000. Low amounts.
Look, it's not a huge passing game. I'm telling you, he is under duress. Like, he's running around, you know, like crazy, trying to not get sacked and get rid of the football. I'm just telling you, I think he's decent. I think Sean Payton will make him work. Caleb's obviously
coming
around.
We'll agree to disagree on that.
Okay, Caleb's coming around. Jaden, I mean,
Caleb and Jaden
have been
good.
Amazing. Yeah.
I hope Drake May is still
ascending.
You guys
were just raving about Drake May yesterday. Now when I talk about it, you guys turn the corner on
him. No, I'm not.
We'll see what happens.
First of all, I wasn't raving about him. He played better than I thought he would, but he made some really good throws.
Yeah.
He's played 4 quarters.
So, anyway, back padding machine.
Drake May's going to look better after he faces the Jaguars this weekend.
I hope so.
This is the
horrible.
Same back padding machine you used on Jamin Davis.
Hey, sometimes it malfunctions. It can't always be right.
Yeah.
I mean, you use that back padding machine awful premature.
Yeah, I'm quick to use it. With Jamin, they're backing off on Jamin. I think they like Luvu better, and okay, I guess he's not going to hit.
All right, so this is what I would say about that statement, that they're all going to hit, the 6 quarterbacks.
I think they're all going to be decent.
Okay.
Yeah.
If they're going to hit, that means that they have got to get a second contract to the team that drafts them.
I can't predict that.
Right?
I can't predict that.
Because if they move on, if they don't get a second contract and they are dealt or cut before their second year.
That's not necessarily true, because like Kirk Cousins, I mean, I guess he's signing 1-year deals.
Yeah.
I think that's a good barometer.
Isn't that a good barometer?
Success. Sure.
Ish. I think you know when you see it.
Look,
I'm
not saying they can't go to another team. Like, Baker has gone to another team and he's been better. I get it.
I mean, you'll know it when you see it.
Yeah.
Half of them
may
still bust.
That's what I'm saying. The word hit is very
general.
Penix
isn't going to play for a couple years. And who knows what's going to happen in his career. J.J. McCarthy's not going to play until next year. And who knows what's going to happen in his career. You got Bo Nix. Who's the 6th? Why am I missing?
May, Penix, Nix, Daniels, Caleb. Yeah.
So, I mean, you're pretty confident about Caleb, Jaden, and I would say even May. The ones that you question are the ones picked later, of course. I still think that they're going to be serviceable. I think they're going to be decent. I think it's a good class. I don't see a huge bust in there. I just don't. Well, maybe I'll be wrong. Drake May will be a big bust.
I think at least one of them will be a bust.
That's different than saying half of them.
Well, I was just basing that on percentages, like you said.
Right.
I would still say that maybe half won't stay with their current team after their rookie deal.
And let's just take the top three, Caleb, Jaden, and Drake May. Some of them could turn out to be stars, okay, elite players in the Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson stratosphere. Others may turn out...
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To be... Kyler Murray-ish. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not a bust, but it's not, like, great. You know what I mean? Yeah.
All right.
Or could even end up, like, in the Justin Fields range.
It's eye of the beholder because Kyler has signed that second year or that second contract. Yeah,
nobody would call him a bust, though.
No, but he's not a bust. But he's been underwhelming.
Yeah, he's not a superstar, but he's not a bust. All right, listen, I know we got Coach Carbs coming on. I also have some audio I would like to request.
We can do it
maybe
later.
After Carbs, when we do the Jerry Jones bit, we get back into this and we play some of the Dan Quinn audio that Valdez has for me, where he talks about Forbes, John Allen, and, you know, some other quotes that we have. So cool. I want to keep that right here.
Coming up next, though, it is Coach Carberry from your Washington Capitals who got their first win last night. Don't go anywhere.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.